Shabbos Perek Yud Dalad Mishnah Beis. Ein oisin hilmi b'Shabbos. One should not make salt water on Shabbos. Now, hilmi is a lot of salt water, and they used to use salt water to marinate and pickle vegetables that it should last. Aval osahu esmeim hamelach. But a person is allowed to make a small amount of salt water, like the Rav explains, in order that he should be able to dip his bread or to take the salt water and put it into a dish. V'toivel behen pito v'noisin l'soicha tafshel, so that he can dip his bread and put it in a dish. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'alo hu hilmi bein meruba uvein muat. Rabbi Yossi says, and the way the Rav explains is what he's really asking, is that if you aser a large amount of salt water and you mater a small amount, people are going to say that only a large malacha, only doing a lot of a malacha is aser, but when you do a small malacha, it's mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi said, it has to be that both of them are supposed to be aser. Now, what's the reason for this iser? So according to the way the Rav learns, and the reason that this Mishnah is right after the previous parak, is because now we're dealing, after tzad, we're dealing with ma'abed, with leather. When one during the tanning process, would salt the leather to make sure that the hide would last, even though the midiraisa, there is no ma'abed with food, midirabanan, however, it's aser, according to some, at least according to the Rav. So even on that, this would be a machlekes on dirabanan. And Rabbi Yossi said, even though it's aser midirabanan, still you can't make a chilek between a large amount of salt water and a small amount of salt water. Now, this case of salt water, we're not being ma'abid something yet with the salt water, but even just to create the salt water, you see, is an iser, an iser midirabanan. So comes along Rabbi Yossi and says, ve'elu hein mehem melech hamutarim. So therefore, what is the salt water that's mutter? Don't tell me that the chilek is small and big. Rather, noisin shemet b'tchila l'soich ha'mayim or l'soich ha'melech. All you really need to do, as long as the salt and the water aren't put together first, if you put the oil first to the water, or the oil first with the salt, that will make it that the salt and the water won't combine as well, and therefore the koach of the salt and the water will be weakened, and it won't be nira kima'abed. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi.